Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, who offers more than just electricity. Their community outreach team collaborates with schools, parents, and students to create engaging learning experiences. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936. Well, it's time to talk with James Price of the Better Business Bureau. And good morning.
Morning. How you doing, Brian?
Good. Good to have you. A lot to touch upon here today, and this is kind of maybe a little bit of a break from scams, right?
Oh, yeah. This is good stuff, you know, we have today. So, we have, BBB has been looking for creative ways to thank businesses. And so, we've come up with six ways that you can thank businesses. One, you can leave them a review, a good review. You can engage them on social media. Make a purchase from them. They really love that.
Oh, yeah.
Shop local. Leave a tip. Refer your friends. And then participate in different events that are going on with some of these businesses. So, you know, with that, this is... we have made November Thank a Business Month. And so these are some of the things that we want to do. So... We'll get a little detail about some of the stuff, like leave a customer review. Customer experiences matter to businesses. You can leave a customer review on BBB.org for the businesses or other online review sites to share your customer experience with the business that can help the business attract new customers and grow their online presence. Mm-hmm. So businesses are really into online reviews, and it's really good when they're legit.
Well, that's what I was going to ask because, I mean, there are so many. I don't want to single any of them out, but, you know, the review sites, sometimes they'll in the business, they'll have a sign that says scan the QR code to leave us a review or something like that. But how are those managed? Who manages those? And if there is a bad review, but it's really a situation that has either been taken care of or is... not factual. I mean, that's out there.
So on most social media websites, when you leave a review, you could leave a review and go back a second or two later and it's there.
Right. Oh, yeah.
With BBB, it doesn't work that way. And that's why BBB is noted as the most trusted place for reviews. Because you can actually, a business can actually go out and buy reviews.
Interesting.
Say, hey, I want to buy 50 five-star reviews. So, and there's people out there who will go, okay, we'll write those up for you. You notice they don't ever buy four-star or three-star reviews.
Oh, no.
Or one-star.
I think I would be really suspicious if they were all five-star reviews on a place.
Right, and rightly so. Yeah. And I tell businesses all the time, I says, it's not bad to get a four-star review every once in a while. They don't all need to be five-star. I said, you're not going to make everybody completely happy. You're just going to make most people really happy.
Sure.
And every once in a while, you're going to have somebody that you just can't satisfy. What's the old saying is when the lady walks into the complaint department and they say, well, what if we just, fire the manager, give you your money back, and send the whole staff to Tahiti or something, you know? Would that make you happy?
No, I want more.
Leave a good review for the business.
So let me ask you one other question, follow up on that. So you said that if you leave a Yelp review and it pops up right there automatically, when you leave a review, a BBB review, it doesn't show up. So what happens to it in the time from when the customer writes that to it showing up on the review site?
So we actually have somebody who works full-time working reviews.
Okay.
And what they do is they go to this person, and what that person will do is they'll send the review to the business and let the business respond to it. And if it's a five-star review, hopefully the business goes, hey, thank you very much for the review.
Yeah.
If it's a one-star, the business has the opportunity to go, no, it didn't happen that way, you know, or you know, giving them opportunity to fess up.
Or, I'm so sorry this happened, let's fix it.
Yeah.
Before it hits.
Right, absolutely. And then sometimes, and complaints kind of work the same. BBB has complaints and reviews. So when you file a complaint, you're wanting something from the business. Mm-hmm. When you file a review, you're showing what happened at the business. What's your experience at that business? And you don't necessarily want something. You're just trying to tell everybody what happened. Good, bad, or ugly. That's what reviews are for. But complaints are the things where businesses need to do something about it. And
given the chance to fix a one or a two-star review and to help someone, even if it is a review, I think most business owners would do whatever they could to try to rectify the situation.
And most businesses are out there, they want to satisfy their customers, and they'll bend over backwards for that customer. What they don't want to do is people taking advantage of them and blackmail them and that kind of stuff. And BBB doesn't allow that. If we find out that a customer is trying to blackmail a business into giving them something for a positive review or something like that, we won't even post the review. It's like, no. You know, we really look into those pretty heavily.
So I guess the real point is here that there's a real person behind the review that looks at it, mm-hmm. sends it to the business. The business can give a thumbs up on a 5-star. You don't even post a 5-star review without it being looked at first. Mm-hmm.
No,
that's interesting.
Not at all. And then the other part about it is you got to think about, with all the reviews that go on all these other websites, when you post it and it comes up right away, nobody looked at that.
Yeah. Sure.
There might be some software in there that will flag them if they have certain words, like 4-letter words and that kind of stuff. But for the most part, no, though. And I always tell people that if you're going to make a complaint or you're going to make a review, just do it like your Spock from Star Trek.
Oh, yeah.
Just the facts.
Just the facts.
Don't get emotional about it. You know, don't use any 4-letter words or all caps. Just, this is what happened. You know, and good, bad, whatever it is, you know, just leave a good review.
Yeah. You mentioned engaging social media, mm-hmm. right?
So, you know, follow your favorite businesses on social media and like comments and that kind of stuff. Share your content. You can also tag the business on posts sharing your customer experience, social media experience, and help a business boost its visibility and gain new followers along the way who may end up being new customers for them. And sometimes that can be a lot of work. If you follow a whole lot of people, your phone just explodes on you. So, but I mean, if you really like the business, I mean, connect with them, engage with those businesses. Another one is refer your family and friends. If someone you know is in need of a new roof, maybe your friends and they need, go find a restaurant or a dinner reservation. You know, where's the best place to eat? Word of mouth, is powerful in referring and recommending businesses to friends, families, anybody. It's an impactful way to encourage others to support a business that you really love. And so, you know, one of the things that you'll get in talking to people about on a frequent basis is, well, what's your favorite restaurant? You know, mm-hmm. what's your go-to restaurant? You know?
Well, and that's, you know, that's what we tell customers as well. If word of mouth is the most impactful way to engage and spread word about your business, that's why we like to have in commercials testimonials and the actual business owner saying, please patronize our mm-hmm. business. I mean, when you can go in and see Wade Hayes at Toots mm-hmm. and you've heard him, you know, you feel a little closer to that person. So, I mean, it makes it personal. And so it does matter to businesses that way for sure.
And, you know, there's an old saying in business where, hey, if my business did a bad job, tell me.
Right.
If we did a great job, tell everybody.
Yeah, that's right.
And sometimes it's backwards, you know, on the way that works. So if a business doesn't do a good job, let them know about it. In this day and age, you know, businesses can't afford to give a customer a bad experience. The word just travels too fast.
Right. And there's so much competition.
Right.
Anymore.
Yeah.
It's Thank a Business Month. James Price of the Better Business Bureau is here with us. How can you thank local businesses? What's next? Making a purchase?
Make a purchase, yeah. You know, whether you plan to visit in person or shop online, making a purchase for a business is basically the best way you can support a business. You know, it not only helps the community, but it helps put a lot of people to work. You know, think of all the people who work there. And, you know, once those people get paid, they're going to turn around and spend money maybe at your business. So, you know, make a purchase. Do it locally. If you're making more purchases locally, you're keeping all that money local. If you're making purchases other places, then that money gets spent. When they receive it, it gets spent other places. So, and with the holiday season coming up, you can get creative, do some of your holiday shopping at your favorite local businesses and retailers. It's a great way not only to support the business, but also refer your family and friends. You know, take some friends shopping with you or something like that.
So, making a purchase, obviously, I would think that could even be number one. But, you know, it's important to stay in business. You've got to make money, right?
Right.
What about the leaving a tip?
Leave a generous tip. If you want to thank your favorite local coffee shop or restaurant, consider leaving an extra tip for their employees. You know, during the holiday season, that's a really, that's a good way to give an extra Christmas gift to somebody or holiday gift to somebody. Maybe you normally tip 15-20%, you know, maybe during the holiday when you go visit, you give them a little extra for their stocking along the way.
Yeah.
Let them know that you appreciate those businesses.
You know, you see that in a lot more businesses now than you used to. I mean, it's more prevalent, you know, when you are cashing out there or paying, there's almost always an option to leave a tip.
Yes. And there's a lot of sides to that, you know,
yeah.
But, I mean, I think good service should be rewarded. I don't think businesses should just expect that this is your tab, this is your tip. I mean, I think they're still earning it along the way.
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't provide good service, should you be required to leave a regular size tip, you know?
Well, that's a whole different can of worms to even
yeah.
talking about about tips, because, you know, does it fall within, well, that's kind of your job, or, you know, all kinds of things like that. But, you know, if you feel led to do that, give a generous tip, and just know that it goes a long way to help those people.
And remember, it's Thank You Business Month.
Exactly.
So maybe you like the food at some place, and the last time you went there, it wasn't so great. And you go, you know what? Normally, I like this. I'm going to give it another shot. And I'm not only going to give it another shot, but when I get there, I'm going to leave an extra tip because it's Thank You Business Month.
There you go. Good positive spin there.
another one is participate in special promotions or event. I mean, is your favorite hosting an event or running a special promotion? Get involved, joining in the fun and encouragement with others to support the business too. You'll see a lot of nonprofits that will have, you know, certain events at different places, and the businesses are sponsoring that. So, you know, invite more people in. Networking events, a lot of times they have it at restaurants and that kind of stuff. Participate in special events.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people have promotions and things like customer appreciation, anniversaries, things like that. So Thank a Business Month. And in our last minute here, any final thoughts? I see you have a proclamation.
Yeah, so, I mean, our mayor, Shane McFarland, was all over this. He issued a proclamation from the city of Murfreesboro. He says, whereas the city of Murfreesboro recognizes the vital role that businesses play in continuing to the economic prosperity and cultural richness of our community, and whereas local businesses in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, ranging from small enterprises to large establishments, contribute significantly to job creation, innovation, and unique character that defines our city, and whereas the city of Murfreesboro joins the Better Business Bureau serving Middle Tennessee and Southern Kentucky in acknowledging the hard work, dedication, and reliance demonstrated by our business community, especially in the face of challenges, and whereas November represents an opportune time to express gratitude and application for the contributions of local businesses and encourage residents to support our businesses, Therefore, I, Shane McFarland of the City of Murfreesboro, on behalf of the entire City Council, do proclaim November as Thank a Business Month.
Cool.
The City of Murfreesboro.
That's awesome. I'm glad the mayor and the council did that, and thank a business. That's kind of the whole theme here this morning. James, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Brian.
James Price of the Better Business Bureau joining us here on the Rutherford Issues today. Hope you have a wonderful day. Don't forget, if you missed part of our conversation this morning, the podcast will be up shortly at WGNSradio.com.